You're listening to Coleman Power on the Organic Fitness Podcast. We are in and on this podcast episode. I would love to say 365, but the number would not be able to certainly come to me that fast. And this show is literally going to be, I'm going to say, one of those things that I just press start and record. I have the mic here on my right hand side. I'm going to say a little bit maybe more about my background and how I got started off. And I'm also going to multitask here at the same time, but also having the classic, I'm going to say, TikTok live. And I have Eric over there, who is most certainly a long-term viewer, and I'm going to say legend of a man that I haven't met to date, but I was last year in Florida doing a retreat, and that is something that I may be doing again in the near future. But coming up next week, when this podcast came out, it'll come out this week, next week, or when I'm on the Camino, with a group of 28 in total, right? But there's myself, there's Cara O'Donnell, there's Joe Maloney, the mindset coach, Cara's nutritionist, and we have the likes of Kaz Russell. Glad I remembered her name very quickly. And that's it, lads. This is something that we've been doing. We do different retreats in relation to overall health. That's what we do, and that's what I want to continue to have more and more people joining. Because when people come together as a team, it is something that's amazing. Okay, it's one of those things that if you're looking to lose weight in itself or just to be healthier, it's so much, I'm going to say, better for you if you can, right, have a group of people. Whether it's the family members that you currently live with, whether it's the people that you are friends with, whether it's the individuals that you are working with, those people really do influence your food choices, your lifestyle habits on a daily basis. So the idea is to have people that are on the same wavelength, as they say, like-minded individuals. So on this Camino, it's going to be top-notch. I'll definitely do a podcast on how it went and some of the stories that I can make it. Because I'll tell you, it's going to be class. There's going to be no better event with me. They're going away on holidays. So I'm going to tell you, this is something I made a post on TikTok. I actually didn't make it over to Instagram just yet, but I might make it over later on. That's it. If you're not following me on Instagram, or more so on TikTok, or if you're just following me on TikTok, interchange, because there's different pieces of content on every single one. And just to tell you, saying the word IG on a live actually reduces down the algorithm of more people coming on. So that's just something worth noting. Next thing is, yeah, about 7 years ago, I suppose, I started this whole journey of personal development, exercising in, I'm going to say I started around there, but you can go way back to when I was 17. I would have been on the local sports team, would have been always someone who would have been lacking in skill, but not in determination. My brother was probably even younger, but still better than me in sports in itself. I then had an older sister who was the smartest of the three of us. There's three of us in total. I have a younger brother called Brian, who's just after moving back from New York. He's now based in Waterford. We have the likes of my sister, who's based in Roscommon. She has two small kids, and they are my, you might see them an odd time on social medias, they're my two nieces, Megan and Juliet. Major shout out to those. And in on top of that, there is my mother and my father, who were and are psychiatric nurses. They're retired now. And when I was growing up, everything wasn't organic, and there was no acreage outside, or polytunnels or glass houses, and I kind of fell into it. My dad asked me, what do you want to do, Coleman, after college? And I said, I was already like training flat out for the sports teams, trying to get on them, but I was a million miles away. We were senior at the time. That's like the highest standard in Waterford hurling, and any Irish hurling. So I was trying to get on all the teams, but to no avail. I'd be lucky to get on the subs, like, but I just wasn't good enough, like, and I was sad. It was sad, and I was probably an emotional kid kind of growing up as well. I had a lot of feelings, because I wasn't that popular in school. I had like one decent friend, then I had two other friends, but I fell in between and the sports teams that I couldn't get onto, and the country lads, and who just were from the country, and we'll say the rough lads. I fell in between all those, and I was never one to fit in with any one large group. So that's where I was in secondary school, picking a subject because my father asked me, what did I want to do? I said, I want to be an electrician. He says, do not be an electrician. It's a great job, but we're going to send you to college because we got your sister to college and she's doing great and we want to continue that. I think you could do it. What do you want to do? I said, you know what, Dad? I'll do sports. How does sports sound? Sports and records. He said, right, okay. Went for that. Coleman, for leaving cert, the final exams as you're 17 and 18, did not study at all. Was sitting in a room, was probably playing on a phone and or texting, hopefully, one of the two friends that I had, saying, what are we doing at the weekend? We're going for a cycle or something, along the lines of that, or just going out anywhere. I didn't even massively drink at that stage because my parents were quite actually strict, and they had to be for that main reason, I'd say. So that is something. Jamie Dunn, how are we on TikTok? Let's hear some major winners. Loving your smile. Smile is good, and that's because literally I got my teeth cleaned, but what not only I also do is I oil pull, and that's something that's very significant to naturally whiten your teeth. I don't use that stupid blue light thing that sits on your mouth. That is literally taking that enamel away from your teeth. So after that, second choice was horticulture. I got the points for horticulture because they were fairly low at the time, about 260, I think, which is great. I didn't even get 300 points in my leaving cert. But delighted with the results that I got. I got an A in business. Right? Yes. Got an A in business. That's so funny now that I think of that. I'm owning my own business right now and I got an A in business. And I was good in sports. This is all starting to make sense as I speak out loud. And as I said, this is a press record, kind of a podcast. And it's the idea that sometimes things happen by chance, but really it's just, if we actually look back on what we've actually done to where we are now, it was inevitable that we would end up here. Me recording this podcast, you listening on a lovely walk or a drive or a cycle or anything else, now that we're coming into the warmer, beautiful, more team brackets, summer weeks and months ahead of us. Because we have enough of that shagging rain, lads. We have enough, we could sell. We'd sell bags of rain. So yeah, I got the A in the business and did the horticulture for the 3 years. Following that, I ended up doing a year after that in land management, because I was then fully qualified as a horticulturist. So that was WIT. I stayed and lived at home my whole life down in County Waterford, which again was underneath the roof of mother and father, Patrick and Margaret Murphy. Oh, they were married. Power, Margaret, power. And so Pat and Peg, P&P, they're called. So after that, I spent a period of time wondering what I would do. And my dad asked me the similar question again. What are you going to do? I said, I'm going to get a job as a landscaper. And he said, oh my God, don't get a job as a landscaper. You'll be digging holes for the rest of your life. And I was like, I'm good at digging holes. Like, it's just put the shovel in, dig it out. And I can put things in a straight line. I'm so diligent. I'm so tidy. I'm so efficient. I can get it done. He said, you'll break your back before you're even 30. This was at the age of 21. And so after that, I inevitably went, after he asked me, would you do a master's degree in organic horticulture? And I said yes. Fell into it again. Spent another year, so that's 5 years straight we did, of 1 year, 2 year, 3 year horticulture, 4 year land management, fifth year the master's degree, and qualified again with a 2-1. So, worked my ass off. Being dyslexic, I wanted to get an actual 1-1, and that was something that I really, really tried to get. I did a lot of study for that. I had a master's degree thesis that I had to do. I did it on antioxidants, which is, again, was kind of funny, but also now a chapter of my book is on antioxidants. That's very coincidental. Now that we, again, just opened this up to recording this podcast. After that, what the next thing is, I got, I suppose, today, CV, put it out there, tried to get a job, and could not get a job for the life of me. Could not. So, why? I had all the qualifications, but I had no experience. That was my major downfall. So, what ended up happening was, I immigrated to Australia. I immigrated to Australia, and what ended up happening was the same thing. I thought I would get a job in horticulture out there, doing something specialists in horticulture, in growing or anything along that lines, but no. So started playing hurling over there, and lo and behold, what happened was I got a job on a building site. Started on a Monday and stayed there for about a year and a half. Worked as a labourer, and not only a labourer, I was head labourer. I was swept those floors like no man. I scrubbed those toilets, I brought in those blocks and reversed in the trucks off the side of the road. And down in Vic Park, down in the CBD, down in Perth. Down in Perth, over in Perth, and that was an amazing experience in itself. Lived with two other Irish guys, one from Waterford, one from Kilkenny, Raymond Mackey and Neil Butler. And but I will actually, just to go back to that point, never ever forget, try to work so hard on that master's degree to get the 1-1, which is like an A plus, or an A, wouldn't be an A plus, but the point is that I just wasn't my area of expertise, spelling, putting theses or projects together, writing it, looking, researching stuff, writing it down on a piece of paper to hand it back up to get another piece of paper. And I remember getting the results that evening. It was like midweek, I couldn't tell you what day exactly, but I opened up the envelope and looked at it, and I got B's, I got C's, I got B's, I got C's, and I only got one D or something, and that didn't help me. And that I absolutely bawled. I was so upset, and I actually don't like show that emotion that often, and it was something that, like, I failed to get the 1-1 because that was my target, and like my dad was there, and like we don't hug that often. We don't do much of that. We're just hardly we work. That's what we do. That's our relationship. Even when I'm home, there's like jobs to be done. There's cutting down trees. Bringing in timber, just that's kind of a thing, tidying up, power washing, car cleaning, that's what we've always done. And she said, I'll never forget that little moment standing underneath the stairs as I bawled and thought I would get a 1-1, but I didn't. I got a 2-1, the next best thing, but it was so sad at the time. But just for anybody doing assignments, anybody doing anything in life, you don't ever have to literally get the best result to do your best. That's very key. What you have to do, and this actually was something that I wrote down and had up on an Instagram story there today, do the best you can, where you can, with what you've got. That's it. Whatever situation, whether you're starting off a fitness journey, whether you're trying to set up your own business, or anything else in between, you just have to work as hard as you can, and the result that you get, okay, is absolutely fine. That's your best. You don't need the examiners to tell you got a 1-1 or that you are such and such about any particular topic, right? But that failure, that was feedback that helped me to never give up. I never give up in anything. If I started, I just like this podcast, I continue to record it and share it out with as many people as you possibly can. That'd be doing me a massive favor, like, if you could do that. So the idea is, I actually put out free information, and in fact I put out better free information than most people's paid. I tell people how to grow their own food. I tell people intimate stories about myself and my family, because I'm an honest man, and I think you put out what you most want back, and you get it back in abundance in itself. So while I was in Australia, I worked on those building sites. I ended up coming across country markets, and I remember going, these country markets are amazing. The point is that this should be definitely these in Ireland. These would be class. Remember a fella, I think he was from Meath in itself, he ended up saying to me, he says, Coleman, there's one of them in every small town village in Ireland. And I didn't believe him at the time. But I ended up coming home after a year and a half for what I thought was a holiday to visit family, and because I'm quite close to my family. And I surprised everybody. But when I did come home, I ended up finding those country markets that are in every small town village in Ireland. And they're amazing. What produce is grown in Ireland is exceptional. Like, and it's either buying directly from the farm or a country market or growing a bit of your own is definitely the game changer for your health, because foods are massively important, lads. Massively. And I ended up playing one hurling game. We won the hurling game and I was asked to stay. I stayed for the next game. I said, as soon as we lose, I'll go back to Australia. I'm just going to tell you, we never goddamn lost. We got to the Eastern Final. We won the Eastern Final. We got to the County Final. I was playing midfield. My brother was playing wing back. My dad was part of the selective panel. And my mother and sister were in the crowd. We won in Dungarvan, County Waterford. And obviously a beautiful town if you haven't been down there. The Greenway this summer. Check it out. Tell them I sent you. And there's where it all kind of started. I ended up meeting a guy who showed me ground down in West Cork. I set up a market garden. I had 69 different fruit trees. I had 2 polytunnels at a glass house. And I had 3 pear trees and apricots and peaches all grown up in relation to, I'm going to say, producing fruit for the general public, which I did. I did that for 7 years. And in that time, I wrote this book. It's called The Power of Organic Fitness. And if you haven't heard about it, you've been living underneath a rock. This is the exact copy that I had today on the 29th of June, 2022, when I became an Amazon number one bestseller. And I said I would do a flip, okay? If I became an Amazon number one bestseller, and sure as hell I flip my way headfirst into a lake on the 28th of June. Jeez, I'm definitely going to have like a special occasion there this year for that. And that's what life is about, occasions, because things that you do in life shape what you become, okay? And even the small things, such as me picking horticulture at random and doing it for 4 years, and my TCs being on antioxidants, and now it's in my book. Me choosing to come home randomly one night, I was in a hostel in Bangkok, which is Thailand, not Bangkok, Chiang Mai, it's the north of Thailand, I think, and to be correct, I was down at an elephant sanctuary. It was amazing, and those small little decisions are stepping stones in life, so realize that everything that you do has a part to play in what you become, and that's kind of the realization of after that. I knew that I had passion, I had energy. I just hear someone here, did I do drama in college? Is that Mikey Kelly? Mickey Kelly? I didn't do drama, but I was what? I was someone who actually really loved comedy. This is what I enjoy. I actually enjoy putting a smile on people's face, because there's so much doom and gloom out there. It's just not helpful. It's not helpful to anybody who wants to be healthier. So what I end up telling people is realize that you listen to me, I give you beneficial information. You listen to me. I slightly humorous. Some people think, you're not funny. I tell them, you're not funny. So you're not listening to it, waiting for the punchline. That's where we ended up in relation to what we do today. So I went from Cork, setting up a market garden there, to doing my first Grow Your Own course about a year and a half ago. So what ended up happening off the back of that was I saw that I had a talent, and definitely something that I wanted to continue to do. And now I travel around to different counties in Ireland with the opportunity for me to meet as many people as I possibly can, whether it's a community-based thing but involved with the county council, or it's my own Grow Your Own events that I hit people up with, what I'm going to say, the best type of nutrition and exercise information with growing thrown in the mix for them to be more successful in their growing season, whatever year it may be, or you may be listening to this podcast. So that's kind of how I got from where I am now from where I was, okay? Small country individual, and I was weak. I didn't have an understanding of foods in itself. I was afraid of white potatoes and white breads and all those different things. Avocados, I actually was extremely afraid of, because there was the word healthy fats in it, and fats make you fat, and all those different myths that are out there. Now I help people nutritionally through exercise programs that are online, and that's what I love to do. A varied job, a varied diet that I have. I eat meats, I eat eggs, I eat fish, I eat for the most part organic. I eat for the most part local, and I support Irish companies, Irish producers in any way, shape or form. I even have had several on this podcast emphasizing the benefits of their business and help people actually separately to set up their own business in itself with a different program that I have with Declan O'Donoghue. So that's kind of what I do. And if anyone is actually looking for what I'm going to say, exercise and nutrition programs going forward or grow your own, you get in contact with me because that's what I do. That's my job. And that's what keeps me going, thank God. Because there were periods of time in between that in the last 2 years when I went out on my own doing Grow Your Owns and everything else where I was actually bringing in a very, very low amount of income in a week. It was less than 200 euro and that wasn't enjoyable. Again, it was a major stressful time in my life and I came out the other side and I'm doing much better now. And that's only because of determination, grit and I'm going to say the help and support of everyone here. Well, anyone who has bought the book internationally, which because a lot of people in America, I still train people in America, in the UK and Australia, Central Europe, I want more people. Maybe if I start learning Spanish and shit, that might be helpful. Or if they learned English, we'll see. Even though I would be fond of learning a bit of Spanish. Hola. That's really hello, right, in any bloody language. But that's it. I just said I'd expand on this different type of podcast by just pressing record and letting you know in order to a lot of new viewers and listeners to the podcast in itself. But realistically, there's 3 goddamn years of it there. Check it out and you won't be disappointed. And check out IG, Instagram, check out Facebook and or any of my YouTubes, which I'd again make on a weekly basis. I put out as much content as I possibly can to try to catch your attention, okay? Because when I have your attention, I then can literally give you the best goddamn information you ever did see, all right? I love that in my saying, if you don't know it just yet, is get on that good stuff, okay? Can be interchanged to the good stuff, and because people are getting at me, call me and say, the or that, the or that, correct me. So, and after that, yeah, share this podcast. If you don't, we cannot be friends as I lean into the mic. Okay? Gramila Margot. Talk soon. Godspeed. Oh yeah, stay tuned, stay classy, and keep it organic. I also say that too at the end of this podcast for the last 3 years. Golden!
Enjoyed this week's podcast. And if you would do me a small favor, that helps me massively. If you could be a share leader on your stories, leave a review and or just pass it on to one individual and family member through your social media. That helps massively. You would barely believe it. All right. And things coming up very, very soon in the near future. Okay. We have going into the likes of the month of April. Okay. We have the Camino fully booked out. Okay. Don't you worry about that. Because we are going then on to the likes of the next Grow Your Own in the 13th of, I'm going to say April, but not only that, in Lismore, in Bally in-house, okay, where there is private grounds, we'll be showing you hands-on demo, how to do it, most certainly yourself, so you can do the exact same thing at home. We are leaning in on to the likes of the bank holiday weekend in May. May is busy. We have the 4th and the 5th, okay, there is a cookery masterclass, but I'm not cooking on that occasion. I'm also showing you guys how to go inside in a polytunnel and raise beds. Example, that's the 4th and the 5th. That's in Kilkenny. Yeah, that's at Mountain View, Kilkenny. We are then leaning towards the classic, okay, Skull Retreat on the 11th. Okay, starting on Friday the 10th. The 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of May. Okay, if you want to come to any of these different events, okay, and there's even a further one on May the 24th. That is the Mallow in County Cork Flower and Garden Show. I will be at that one too. You want to come to any of these events, send me a private message. I will send you the link directly. Other than that, see you next week.